Okay, we'll go ahead and get this Twilla City Planning Commission meeting to order this Wednesday, May 27th, 2026, here at the hour of 7 p.m. here in City Council Chambers. First item on our agenda tonight is our Pledge of Allegiance. If you all please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please, just a reminder, there is a significant increase in fraudulent phishing requests using information from our Twilla City public notices that are issued concerning the applications being heard during our Planning Commission meetings. Twilla City collects fees only at the time of application submittal. Twilla City will never ask for funds to be sent over wire transfers. Legitimate Twilla City emails always end with twillacity.gov. If you receive a request requiring you to pay an additional fees for an application in an email that does not end in twillacity.gov after your application has been submitted, this is fraud. If you receive such a request, please contact Twilla City Community Development Department immediately. That moves us on to number two on our agenda is our roll call. Commissioner Hammer.
Here.
Commissioner Sloan.
Here.
Commissioner Proctor.
Here.
Commissioner Faircloth.
Here.
Commissioner Jensen.
Here.
Commissioner Anderson.
Here.
Please recognize Council Members Gossett, staff members Ms. Young, Ms. Anglin, Mr. Hansen, and Mr. Johnson joining us tonight, and also Braxton. Figuring out our audio here for us. I appreciate that. Number three on our agenda tonight is a public hearing and a recommendation on a proposed text amendment to Twilla City Code 7-16B-6. This is landscaping standards regarding minimum landscape requirements in the heavy industrial sections of the Twilla City Business Park. Ms. Anglin.
Okay, so if you see on your monitors the Twilla City Business Park, there are three different shades of like pinkish purple. The darkest purple is the area that we're talking about. It's also going to be furthest away from any of the residential zoning districts or uses. So the first thing we want to go over is the Twilla City Business Park zoning purpose. The purpose is to allow for additional commercial and industrial uses that transition smoothly from the neighboring residential uses. So the transitions appropriately for existing single-family and multifamily residential uses to future commercial and industrial uses establishes regulations aimed at maximizing the quality and value of business park through architectural, landscaping, lighting, and other development standards, and then to create a unique rail-served mixed-use commercial industrial business park and for renewable energy. So just looking at the map, the purple part, the part that we're talking about changing the landscaping for, is what is going to be next to the rail line and have more of the heavier industrial types of uses. So in 2024, the City Council amended the ordinance to remove landscaping requirements for parking lots, eliminate the required 15 front yard landscaping requirement, and the park strip landscaping requirements as well in the industrial zone. And then in lieu of landscaping, the ordinance amendment required the new development to provide a disturbed reclamation plan for all areas as disturbed during the construction process. So basically what they need, what we would require from them, is any dirt that gets moved, they need to reseed with native species of plant that you would see local around here. And then they just need to submit a plan on how that they're going to get that started. So this ordinance is just going to reflect what we've already approved in our heavier industrial zones. So the text amendment will identify and keep separate all the sections of the Twilla City Business Park A, B, and C. And then it shows that they will be, we are proposing to remove Section C from the 1% landscaping requirement, as well as the reference to Table 2 of the Tooele City Code 716, where industrial landscaping requirements are defined. It also creates a paragraph 3, which exempts Section C from any landscaping requirements, and then requires all areas disturbed by the construction in Section C to provide the reestablishment of vegetation. And then renumbering the lines according to the amendment, and then eliminate C from the tree planting requirements. So these are the changes that are going to make. This is on the left is what the ordinance looks like right now. And then on the right is where we're making all the changes. The changes are in blue what we want to keep. And so that it's basically just mirroring what we've already approved in 2024 on the industrial landscaping requirements. So any questions?
Let's bring this back to the commission. Any questions for staff? Pretty quiet over here. Sounds like there's none.
Crickets.
I like it.
The way I read it, it sounds like we still, even with the WaterWise, or I'm sorry, not the WaterWise, but the natural landscape with WaterWise, natural landscaping, we're still going to be required to irrigate that, or is natural?
So it's just natural? Going to be through the, when they reestablish the vegetation, mm-hmm. It's just going to go through that process so it doesn't get like overrated or bombarded by invasive species of weeds and that type of thing. We don't want to see that. We want to see more of a natural landscape where there isn't development. So,
my question though is does that include the landscaping requirement on Section 5? I'm sorry, the irrigation requirement on Section 5.
It's just so that it's just until that gets established. The revegetation gets established, and then after that, there's not going to be an irrigation requirement.
Do we need to specify that somewhere in here? Because the way it's written, they need to keep that in there in perpetuity. It just says, shall utilize. Old number 4, now number 5.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that, but it is mainly used as it is just mainly to establish the vegetation or the growth, the irrigation. It doesn't have to be permanent. It just has to be some type of source of irrigation for it to get established. So if we want to look into clarifying that language, we can for sure.
Maybe I can ask the attorney then, am I overthinking this? Shall's a big word.
It is.
Sorry, I have 2 months of pent-up aggression that I need to do.
You point out, shall means that they do need to do it. I think as Ms. Englund indicated, it would just be to a certain point, and they no longer need to do it, but certainly if
we need to identify that point, I guess is my question.
Or we certainly could do that, yeah. That would provide a clarification if you wanted to put that as a condition or table it. Certainly that's your prerogative.
And also just to let you know that what is in this language right now is what is already in the ordinance for the industrial zone. So.
Excellent question. Yeah. Makes you think a little bit more into it. Anybody else have any other questions, comments, concerns? No?
No.
We all still thinking? All right, well, while we're thinking, this one does require a public hearing. I can go ahead and we can open the public hearing. If you'd like to address this particular item on landscaping in industrial sections, heavy industrial sections of Twila City Business Park, please approach the podium, state your name for the record. Write your name for the record. Seeing no one approach, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission for any other thoughts that we've thought of during this little break. I can just see the steam coming out of all your ears. No, nothing yet?
Prepared for a motion.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll move forward.
Moving forward, a positive recommendation to the City Council for the proposed ordinance amendment to Twila City Code 7-16B-6. Landscaping standards regarding landscaping requirements for Section C of the Twila City Business Park Zoning District based on the findings that are listed in the staff report. I would also like to request that we have staff work with the attorney's office to come up with a one-sentence terminating clause for Section 5 regarding future use of irrigation after it's established.
Okay, I have a motion to approve from Commissioner, or motion positive recommendation from Commissioner Sloan with the added condition to clarify item number 5 on irrigation and dripping with natural landscapes. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
And a second from Commissioner Anderson. Any discussion before we take this to a vote? Commissioner Hammer, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Sloan?
Aye.
Commissioner Proctor?
Aye.
Commissioner Faircloth?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson, or Jensen.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Glad you were paying attention.
You call my name, I'm going to say.
I was not. Thank you. This one passes with a positive recommendation going up to City Council 7-0. Moves us on to number 4 on our agenda tonight is a public hearing and a recommendation on a proposed text amendment to Twila City Code Title 7, Chapter 25, signs regarding the display of political signs in public right-of-ways, the removal of such political signs from public rights-of-ways, the regulations of such political signs, and other such regulations concerning political signs as required by Utah State Code Title 20A, Chapter 17. Before we get too far into this, I'm going to turn this over to my vice chair, Commissioner Proctor, for a motion, because we're going to need to move forward.
We come to our attention that some work needs to be done on this ordinance. So I move that we table it until the city attorney is ready to present it to us.
Okay, I got a motion to table this particular item until Mr. Johnson is prepared to present to us. The chair will go ahead and second this. Is there any discussion before we take this to a vote? Commissioner Hammer, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Sloan?
Aye.
Commissioner Proctor?
Aye.
Commissioner Faircloth?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
I'm Chairman Hamilton. I also vote aye. That one passes. It'll be tabled 7-0 until the next meeting. Moves us on to number 5, our City Council reports. Councilman Gossett.
This is going to be quick. So last week we canceled City Council meeting because everybody was at graduation. So the City Council report I gave you last time is the last stuff that we've talked about. So,
well, good. Hopefully everybody graduated and they're moving on. And
everybody but me.
You guys are going to have a big agenda next meeting.
There you go.
Perfect. Any questions for Councilmember Gossett? Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Moves us on to number 6 on our agenda is our review and decision on our May 13th, 2026 Planning Commission meeting minutes. Are there any corrections or additions to those minutes? I'll entertain a motion.
Move we approve the minutes.
Got a motion to approve from Commissioner Jensen. Do I have a second?
Second.
And a second from Commissioner Proctor. Any discussion before we vote? Commissioner Hammer?
Aye.
Commissioner Sloan?
Abstain.
Commissioner Proctor?
Aye.
Commissioner Faircloth?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
I am Chairman Hamilton. I also vote aye. Those pass 6-1 abstainment. Moves us on to number 7 on our agenda. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned. Thank you, Commissioner Sloan. And adjourned at 7:14 p.m.